Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing God has given to us today, the first day of the week, to come here as one children to render our worship unto Him. It is an opportunity for me to stand on God's people to share God's word. We are praying for ourselves that God will guide us, and the little what you get from here, you can put it on your pocket so that it will help us in our Christian journey. One thing is, we are not perfect. God has called us into His dear kingdom. Offer us what? A training. We are here as a school. We are here as a hospital, and we need God's grace. So a lot of times we need to focus on God's world so that we can be a better people and also a better Christian. Last time I came here, it seemed like we learned some three things which God wants from us. Three things which God wants from us. They said we need to, what God wants us what? To separate ourselves. Because that's why God what? Called us from the power of darkness into His dear kingdom. So God wants us or His followers to what? To draw a line. And we also learned that we must what? Live one day at a time. God wants His people to live one day at a time. And you also learn that God has called us, and we are what? Represent God. We are ambassadors. We are not just like what? Ordinary people. That is why we cannot do a lot of things. What? We cannot do it. There is a lot of things in the world we cannot what? Do it because of what? Because we what? Represent God. And today, God so good, we have also have another opportunity to share or to learn something which is almost similar to what we learned last time, or what something we got from last time. And this time, I'm asking what God needs from us. What God needs from us. And the 10th answer is what? Obedience. What God needs from us is what? It's obedience. Right from the beginning of the creation, this is what we can see from the word of God. God needs what? Obedience from His people. There has been what? Three dispensations of time. God has worked with His people for three good dispensations. Because we have patriarchal age or patriarchal dispensation. And we have what? Mosaical dispensation. And we, at this time, we have what? Christian dispensation. And all these things, all these dispensations, what God needs from them is what? It's obedience. That is the key of the Bible. Because the Bible can be summarized into two words. The whole of the Bible is what? It's 66 books in the Bible. And it can be summarized into two words. What? The first one is what? Grace. Grace. Grace is what God offers for what? His people. Grace, we are here because of what? God's grace. We have a privilege, what? To worship God. Because of what? Because of grace, God's grace. So, grace is God's side, that God thing, the thing God has done for what? Humanity. God has done for us. I am here, have a privilege, advantage to speak to these people, God's people, because of what? Because of God's grace. Me, I don't have any degree, diploma, or anything. But I can stand in front of these God's people. Because of what? Because of God's grace. And the second thing in the Bible is what? Is obedience. It's all is obedience. God needs obedience from what? From his people. If you have chosen to what? To go with God, to worship God, to follow God, please, the thing you're supposed to do is we need to obey God. So, this morning, we are going to look about some people who has what? Who has devoted themselves, who has obeyed God. A lot of times we, it's good, we take our time to learn those who are not obeying God. But what about the people who are what? Who has obeyed God? There is a plenty, a lot of people in the Bible who are, who chose to what? Obey God. So, let us mention some of them. Somebody you know is very common to us is what? It's Abraham. Abraham. Abraham called the father of what? Faith. In Romans chapter 4, verse number 11. Abraham was called the father of faith. Abraham obeyed God even when asked to what? Leave his homeland. In Genesis chapter 12, you know this. And later, when asked to sacrifice his son Isaac, in Genesis chapter 22, his obedience shows deep trust in what? In God's promises. So we need obedience because we have somebody like Abraham, and we call it what? A father of all faith. He showed what? Obedience to what? To God. Somebody like Noah. We know the story of Noah. Noah obeyed God by building the ark exactly as instructed. Even though the flood hasn't happened yet. In Genesis chapter 6, 22, Genesis chapter 7, 5. His obedience what? Saved his family and preserved life on earth. His obedience what? Saved his family and what? Preserved life. You all come from the what? The sons of what? Of Noah. You all come from the sons of Noah. And because of obedience. And Moses also is a show obedience to God. Moses obeyed God's call to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 3 and Exodus chapter 4. Despite his initial reluctance, through obedience, he became what? A great leader and delivered God's laws to his people. Because of obedience, what? Moses, who see himself as what? As a meek person, became what? Became a great leader. So, obedience is what God needs from us. David, Daniel. Daniel by refusing to worship idols or eat foods against God's law, even under threat of death. Even under the threat of death. Daniel chapter 1 and Daniel chapter 6, you can see all these things there. His obedience leads to God's protection and what? And favor. His obedience leads to God's protection and favor. The apostles. The early apostles obeyed Jesus' commands to spread the gospel. That is why you and me are here. To spread the gospel. Despite what? Persecution. They remain what? Faithful. That is why we are what? We are here. We are Christians. Despite all persecutions. And you can read all these things from the book of Acts. How these people went through. How Paul went through. All these things. So, the question is, why God always what? Wants obedience from his people. Why God need obedience? I've already said, God has worked with three ages, patriarchal, mosaical, and what? Christian dispensation. And always, God is what? Demanding obedience from each particular age. God is demanding obedience. So why God need so much about all God focus so much about what? Obedience. Why God wants? Well, why God needs obedience from us? One is what? To be. God is demanding it. Every age, God is what? Demanding it. God demands obedience. God demands obedience. God demanded it. Obedience show our love and trust in God. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my what? Commandments. Keep my commandments. Obedience is an expression of our love and commitment to God. When we obey him, it shows that we trust his wisdom and care for us. Obedience aligns us with God's will for our good. God's commandments are given for our benefit. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32, it says, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has what? Commanded you, so that you may what? Live and what? Prosper. Obedience leads us to what? A life that fulfills and protects from harm. God needs obedience from what? From his people. Obedience demonstrates faith. Obedience demonstrates faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 shows Abraham obeying God's call, which was a demonstration of what? His faith. Obedience is a practical way to live out what? Our faith daily. And obedience, what? Brings blessing and keep us from sin. God's command helps us avoid destructive behaviors and lead us into blessing. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 2 says, my son, do not forget my word, teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart. For they will what? Prolong your life many years and bring you peace. By obedience, what? We live by peace. And not only that, even Jesus Christ was obedient to the Father. We need to show obedience to God. That is why we read in what? In Hebrews chapter 5. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1, verse 8 and 9. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Brother Caleb, if you have it, if somebody has spoken there, read it for me. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 8 and 9. You say what?
Hebrews chapter
5. Verse 8 and 9.
Verse 8 and 9 says, son, though he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
Yes. So the first reason is God demand obedience. The second reason we must what? Show obedience to God is what? Even Jesus Christ, he's the son. But what? What he do is what? He show what? Obedience to the Father. That is why it is supposed to motivate us what? To always show obedience to God. Even Jesus Christ obeyed God. And we need to. If God has called us from the power of darkness into his dear kingdom, we need what? Show obedience. We need to obey. And the third reason, please listen carefully. And the third reason we must to be obedient, or we need to be obedient to God, is what? Obedient, because obedience dictates whether or not we are fit to stay eternity with God. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He said, because obedience dictates whether or not we are what? Fit. We are fit to what? To stay eternity with God. That is why God always needs his people. You have been baptized into Lord's church. That is very good. That is very good decision. But that doesn't what? End there. That doesn't end there. People just give themselves to God and that's it. People baptize and that's it. Obedience will dictate either we are what? Fit to stay with eternity, to stay eternity with God. Because God is going to live with what? Obedience people. God is going to be with my brother, my sister. You will not go to heaven by what? Accident. You will not get there by what? Mistake. Or you will not get there by what? By dream. As some people think, I just sleep and I wake up and I'm going to heaven. No. That is not. God is saying that those what? Who show obedience to him are the people who are going to live with God eternally. We're going to live with God forever. My brother, my sisters, we need to obedience to God. Because what? God is demanded it. God is demanded it. In patriarchal age, in Mosaical age, and in Christian age as well. We need to obedience to God, because obedience is going to dictate whether we are what? fit to stay eternity with God. Because what we are here, what? To prove ourselves that we are what? We are fit. We are fit to stay with eternity with God. That is why we are all getting this training. This is training. This is what? A place of what? Reconciliation. Where people what? God's people are what? Going to train to a level, a certain level where you are. You become like what? Like what? Christ-like. We all become like what? Christ-like. We are having training. So my brothers, my sisters, we need to obey God. A lot of things Bible has said, I don't understand it. But so far as God has said it, I need to do what? I need to obey it. God said, I should love my wife, I should love my husband. I don't know the reason. God has said it, I need to what? I need to obey it. God said, I should what? Worship in spirit and also what? In truth. A lot of times I don't understand it, but it's what? God has said so. God said the faithful people, the church, they meet what? In the first day of the week to break bread. What is bread, breaking bread, drinking wine? What is the significance of it? I can do it in home, but God said what? We need to what? Meet together. We need to come together as what? As a church. We need to come together as a church. So please, you are present here. It's also showing what? Obedience. A lot of people don't know the reason why they are coming to church. God needs obedience. And as from today, if you don't know, that is why I'm looking for the, when I got this assignment, I'm looking for where I should speak from. And God, through His Holy Spirit, has said, this is what my people want, need. Let them know this, that I am always what? Stand on what? Obedience. I am always need people who what? Who obey. So in my conclusion, it seems like these things we have already heard it. A lot of sermon has been speak with this particular obedience. So I will not spend much of the time on it. So in conclusion, please don't be like Adam and Eve, who disobey God and later put the blame on God. Imagine, always you say, you read this thing, please, don't be like Adam and Eve, who willingly chose to what? Disobey God, and later what? They put blame on God. They put blame on God. Don't let it be like these people. Although they are in the Bible, but it's not good example for us what? To learn. If you want to live eternity, have an eternal life with God, you don't need to follow these people. What they did, you know God is the ultimate judge, He's going to judge them. But there are a lot of things in the Bible. We as a Christian, faithful Christian, we don't need to follow this. So don't be like Adam. Please, don't be like Adam and Eve who disobey God. And what? They rather what? Put blame on God. Or please, don't be like Achan. Don't be like Achan who disobey God and cause Israelites, people under the leader of Joshua, to lose the battle. This thing can be read in
Joshua chapter 7, verse 20, 21. God's people has taken from what? Egypt. Look at the miracles God has done. God has given the instruction to the people. But there are some people, they are all God's people, but there are some people who what? Chose not to obey God. And somebody like what? Achan. Achan, he chose not what? To obey God. And because of him, they what? Israel people, a lot of Israel people were what? Was killed because of what? One mistake, one person decision. That is why God has called us together. Any mistake you do can cause me. Any mistake I choose to do can also cause you, can cause a stumble, or can cause you maybe to lose your life. So, I said, please don't be like Achan, who disobeyed God and caused Israelite people under the leader of Joshua to lose the battle. Please don't do that. And please, don't be like King Saul. Please, don't be like King Saul, who disobeyed God by what? Taking God's law into his own what? Own hands. A lot of people choose to do that. Please, don't be like these people. Don't be like a King Saul, who is a very prominent person. But what? He chose what? Not to follow God's law, but he took the God law into his own what? His own hands. Don't be like these people. Please, choose to be like people whom you have already mentioned. Abraham, Noah. They are the good example for us what? To follow. And also the last thing, don't be like what? Judas Iscariot. Brother, sister, don't be like Judas. Showing what? Hypocritical love to Jesus. He's a very hypocrite. He's a hypocrite person. Don't be like him. Don't be like what? Judas, who choose what? To work with God at the same time what? At the same time what? Want what? Want his downfall. That is what? That is hypocrite. That is hypocritical love. Don't be like Judas. Brother and sisters, you have advantage. Every week, God's people who come here and what? Give us advice how we can what? We can improve our life. It's all about Christianity. Christianity is what? To improve our life. God wants us to live what? To live better life. And we are here to set an example that we are what? We are fit. We are fit to stay eternity with God. If you are here and you haven't given your life to God, we are speaking about what? Obedience. We are talking about what? Obedience. It's a time for you what? To give your life to God. Because this world has what? Nothing to offer. So, as Jesus speak to what? Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Please, we need what? To be born again. We need what? To give our life to Christ. If you are what? We haven't done so. Because that is what? A great decision we must make in our life. And as you know, those who are faithful to Lord, the battle is not easy. Being a Christianity, a Christian is not what? It's not easy. It's not easy. That is why Revelation chapter 2, what? Verse 10, he say what? Be faithful. Be faithful. In otherwise, be obeyed. Be obedient to God. Be faithful what? Until death. So,
My brothers and my sisters, God, this morning, this is what God wants and needs from us. God needs obedience from us. And as a child of God, let us try our best. Let us try our best to obey God. And this is what God needs from us. And also, let us try to obey God, to tell God, or to show God that what we are fit to be with Him in eternity. I thank you, everyone, for listening. Amen.